The views and opinions expressed in this program are those of the show's participants and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of KXNT or CBS Radio. This show is not intended to provide listeners with specific medical advice, and you should seek assistance of a medical professional.
This is It's Your Health and Vitality with Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN from Vitality Medical and Wellness Center on News Radio 100.5 KXNT. The doctor is in. Call the show now at 702-733-KXNT. That's 702-733-5968 to talk about your health and your vitality. Now, here is Dr. Christy Thomas.
Good morning, Las Vegas, and welcome to It's Your Health and Wellness. I am your host, Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice and owner of Vitality Medical and Wellness Center right here in Las Vegas. I'm here this morning, every Saturday morning at 10 a.m., talking about your health and wellness. We got a great topic this morning, and I have a special guest with me today that hasn't been in the studio for a while with me, and I have missed him. It's Simon Chan, who is a lifestyle coach. And we got a great topic this morning, Simon. Welcome.
Thank you. Good morning. Oh, I miss you too. I miss you. I have to say you look amazing and glowing this morning.
Oh, no.
No, I miss being here, and thank you for having me on the show. And yeah, I'm excited about the topic.
It is a great topic. We were just talking when we walked in. We got these lovely winds as you've been traveling back and forth to California.
Yeah.
Working and then coming back here to Vegas. One day it's 60, one day it's 90, one day it's windy, one day it's beautiful. And it has just stirred up the dust, the dirt. One day when you were over in California, they had this picture on the news.
I saw that.
It was all sand. It wasn't clouds, and they call it a storm.
Right, and you can see the strip, right? Like they covered, like the sandstorm covered the strip. It was crazy. It was intense.
So we're all walking out there, and then I saw on the news all the teenagers playing sports and trying to play baseball, and then everybody's been sick. So we're going to talk a little bit this morning about immune system and what you can do to boost the immune system. You know, the immune system is pretty complicated, but if you take care of it, you can pretty much fight off and kind of control the allergies, control what's in the air. I know a lot of the kids are out sick right now from school. It's going around everywhere. My own practice, every day we're seeing, you know, two or three people that are coming in or they're on the wellness plan and they've come down with this allergies. But it's amazing once you get your body balanced, how you can really fight off and keep yourself healthy.
Right. And I think, like you said, the balance, I think that's key, Christy, is that before, back in the day, I remember when we were kids, or I'm saying when I was a kid, because you're obviously younger than I am, but when I was
not
a kid.
Not by much. Let's not talk age, John. It's your health and vitality. We're going to talk immune system this morning.
You're right. Let's not talk age. But, you know, when we got sick before, it was just a simple, you know, take a pill. You know, it shifted from chicken soup, right, to take a Tylenol, take these pills to get better, et cetera, et cetera. And I see this slow shift back to, you know, a wellness of, you know, taking probiotics, taking having a wellness drink, going into a juice place and juicing for wellness and helping your body fight off the immunity. And that's a great way to do it because our bodies are set up to fight off and staff off infection and to help fight off certain things. Now, when our body gets to a point where we are feeling sick, a little bit run down, and we do have a fever, it's because we are inundated with so much in the environment. And what weakens that is partly because of the food that we eat, unfortunately. We're not giving our body a chance to really fight it off because we're weakening it by eating processed foods or foods that are overworking our digestive system. And so our energy and our body is working towards that, and it's not working off fighting off, you know, staving off infection and staving off these, you know, fighting off this immunity problem. So it brings
eating
it down.
Them superfoods. I've seen some statistics out there, and they actually have a questionnaire out there that I saw online looking at the superfoods and how many people really don't know what a superfood is.
Yeah, that's very good. Right.
It is pretty amazing, but just getting them vitamins and the nutrients and the minerals, what happens is that immune system gets run down and then you start feeling fatigue.
Yeah.
You might get that little dry, scratchy throat and you know tomorrow's going to be a problem. And that's really when people need to act. You need to act now and get on the supplements that you need to get on. And it's more than going to your local drugstore or nutrition store. It's really, you know, a science behind it and getting the proper nutrients boosted and increasing and getting rid of that processed food that's weakening the immune system, getting good sleep.
Yeah, That's huge.
How much did you sleep last night?
Well, my son was sick.
Oh!
So I didn't get as much sleep as I would have liked to, but you're 100% right. So the simple things besides changing a little bit of the diet, but you're talking about getting enough sleep. Exercising is really, really important because it helps put your body in a mode where it stops, fights off infection and helps boost the immunity. But also simple things, and here's some good tips for your listeners, is when was the last time you changed the filters in your house? Right? The air filters in your house. Or do people even know they have air filters in their house?
I'm kind of guilty of that.
And so,
let's not talk about me, though.
Right? So you have
because there's sometimes there's more than one.
Yeah.
Simon, there was two in my house. Okay. I didn't know there was two in my house. I'm guilty of this. Okay. So call
that,
it.
And I'm your friend, and that doesn't surprise me. But anyway, So the air filters in your house, when was the last time you changed it? Because if you go in there, and you it's like everyone knows, oh, yeah, change the batteries on your smoke alarms. But really, the air filters is a hidden little thing. And if you look at it, if you haven't changed it in 6 months, if you haven't changed it in 3 months, if you haven't changed it in 8 months, if you haven't changed it in a year.
I have
you
two Rottweilers.
Right?
I had construction at my house.
And then we're in Vegas, and your air and your heat are constantly on to keep the temperature climate in your house or your apartment or wherever you're at consistent. So if you don't change it, and it's all dusty and it's all black, that you're refiltering that. So you need to look at something like that.
Everybody's going to change their air filters today. There's a big rush to
right.
Lowe's, Home Depot.
Right, change your air filters.
Change your air filters this morning.
Number two, your toothbrush. You have to change your toothbrush. If you're sick and you're brushing your teeth and you've used the same toothbrush for the last however many months or what have you, and you haven't cleaned it, then you have to change your toothbrush because you're just reinfecting yourself because you have a sore throat and all that, the tingly stuff and all that stuff, right? So you have to remember. Now, people say, oh, I have a electric toothbrush. I buy the electric heads, and they're really expensive, right? Well, I don't want to change my
– So well, what?
Yeah, I know. Well, what you got to do? There's a thing you can do. What you can do, and it's a little money-saving tip, is you get a Listerine and then put it in a little bowl or a little cap and then put your
toothbrush head
in there and let it sit there overnight and let it kill some of the bacteria if you want to save a little bit of money. So that's another tip right there, because there's common things that we don't know that we're reinfecting ourselves, you know, with these problems.
They don't just go away. They start growing in that
right.
moist, wet toothbrush head. Oh, and a lot of people don't know. You know, Simon, too, what about stress?
Yeah.
That is a big thing that we talk about in my practice. When you come into my office, you get a, you know, complete physical and evaluation. And I actually have a whole entire questionnaire on stress. And a lot of things that pop up, people will say, nobody's ever asked me them questions. Or what time am I sleeping? What are the hours I'm sleeping? How many times a night am I waking up? You know, even sleep. Less than 5 hours of sleep, you're decreasing your immunity every single day. And then you have a child at home that's sick.
Right.
Guess what? You're exposed to that. And now you can't fight that off as well as somebody that's getting that and boosting the immune systems.
Right. And like you said about sleep, once in a while, it's okay. But if you constantly stress your body and you're getting only 5 hours sleep, 6 hours sleep, your body needs at least 8 hours sleep normally. If you don't get the right amount of sleep, your body doesn't have a time to recycle and get rid of some of the bad things inside of it. So you need to have that sleep. You're absolutely right.
Absolutely. And you just get in that mode where you're working, or you're, you know, just family in town and constantly going. Like Mark, I get on him every week. Mark needs some R&R. He's going on a cruise, though. He's going to be leaving us in May for a little vacation and R&R time, and I hope he really takes it.
That's awesome. So Mark's going to have a great time.
And on a cruise.
He's going to be stress-free. Although cruises can be stressful, too. Cruises can be stressful, too.
Thanks, bro.
I got a feeling this one's not going to be stressful as I see the prep pictures out on social media.
Prep pictures?
Yeah, I watch you.
I'm not doing anything preppy.
What? Your pre-diets to the cruise.
So another thing your listeners can do, and you know we're always full of tips, is Purdue University found this out, which is really exciting. As you know, we always talk about green tea, Christy. And green tea has catechins in it that help with boosting immunity, antioxidants is the main ingredient, which is wonderful. They did a study, and they said that if you put a lemon in your green tea or you put some sort of citrus in your green tea, it increases the absorption rate in your body to help with immunity 13 times.
Yep.
And on top of that, 80% of the catechins that are in the green tea actually stay because of the way the molecules and everything like that stay. So when you ingest it, you're getting more.
So absorbs better in that GI tract. So yes. You're actually just boosting the antioxidant
exactly.
and the immune function.
Exactly. So that's a really, really big thing. So when you're drinking tea, it's scientifically proven to have some sort of citrus or lemon in it. So that's a really, really good tip for your listeners.
That's a couple things that people can do this morning already.
Yeah, exactly.
Toothbrush, yeah. Air filter.
Uh-huh.
And drink some green tea this morning we're doing through all those weather changes here in Las Vegas. And,
yep. You
know, too, vitamin D. We've talked about this on shows before. Mm-hmm. And most people, honestly, are vitamin D deficient. And when you come in, that is part of your wellness check in my office is you actually get a vitamin D level. Now, you don't want to go out and supplement vitamin D because if you take too much, it can be dangerous. And a lot of people are afraid of that. And the other thing is you want to get a good quality vitamin D. They've done some research right here locally where they've gone in, they've taken some vitamin D's from some local, you know, drug stores, your mm-hmm. Costco's, your grocery stores, and they found only 9 to 13% of that's in that vitamin D is the active form.
It's scary, unfortunately, because we've talked about this in past shows, Christy, is that the supplement industry unfortunately doesn't meet label claims sometimes, and who do you trust? And that's why your product. The product that you have in your office, it's guaranteed to meet label claim, right? So if we say that you're going to get 1,000 IUs per drop on your D3, which you do have, you're going to get that. You know. So that's really, really important.
You're going to put a simple drop under your tongue. You're going to get your levels tested. And then what we do is we bring you back in 8 to 10 weeks, and we test that vitamin D to make sure you're on the correct dosage of it. There's a ton of research out there about boosting immune system, how depression. There's heart disease, even some of the cancers research out there is being linked to lower vitamin D levels may actually help prevent.
Right. So that's important. But again, you have to have something that you trust. You have to take something that is if you're taking D3 and the levels don't meet the claims, then you're just taking sugar water. It doesn't help. You know what I mean? Or just sugar pills.
Simon, when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about allergies as the winds have kicked up and gives people some tips how to get through this allergy time. Talk a little bit more about nutrients. And I hear you got a little nutrition trivia for me. I'm scared.
Yeah, so we're going to play a little game. And I want to see your...
Mark, don't shake your head because you're going to help me.
I want to see you guys.
Can I call a friend?
Yeah, you could call a friend on one of them. But I want to see your nutrition... knowledge on a couple of these things that we're going to make it a game so everyone can play.
All right, I need some help when we turn from break. I am your host, Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, and owner of Vitality Medical and Wellness Center right here in Las Vegas. My office phone number is 702-731-1200. My website is vitalitymedicalwellness.com.
Hi, I'm Glenn Lerner. If the insurance companies treated you fairly after you'd been in an accident, we wouldn't be in business. They have teams of adjusters, investigators, and attorneys that are all working against you, and they want to pay you as little as possible for your injuries. When we call, the insurance companies listen. We'll fight hard to get you all the money you deserve and try to keep you out of the courtroom. Don't settle for less. Make one call, that's all, to 877-1500. I'm attorney Glenn Lerner.
Glenn Lerner is the way to go. Call 877-1500.
I'm attorney Glenn Lerner. Did you know Metro is no longer responding to non-injury car wrecks? The problem is most people don't realize they're hurt until days later. Even if you don't think you're hurt at the time of the wreck or don't have a police report, you may still be entitled to medical treatment and the money you deserve for your injuries. If Metro doesn't show up for your wreck, you still have rights. If the police don't show up, call us immediately for a free consultation and get advised of your rights.
Glenn Lerner is the way to go. Call 877-1500.
Do you strive for a healthy body and better way of life? Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, and owner of Vitality Medical and Wellness Center, understands and focuses her practice on health promotion, disease prevention, and the well-being of her patients. Her extensive education and training allows her to provide comprehensive care, including health assessments, diagnosing and managing acute illnesses, and managing chronic conditions. If you are feeling fatigue, stress, weight gain, why wait to feel better, Las Vegas? Vegas, call today, 702-731-1200. That's 702-731-1200. Christy plays a pivotal role in the future of healthcare and is at the forefront of providing preventative care to the public. She can be heard on News Radio 100.5 KXNT every Saturday morning at 10 a.m., sharing her advice and taking your calls. Strive for a healthy body and better way of life. Call Vitality Medical and Wellness Center today, 702-731-1200. That's 702-731-1200. Or visit online, VitalityMedicalWellness.com.
CBS Sunday. Catch the show critics call fun, fresh, and genuine.
Wow, that's fantastic.
Dean Winters and Josh Duhamel.
I love this.
Battle Creek, new CBS Sunday. It's Jim Villanucci.
All right,
I have a request.
Yeah.
End the show either as FM guy or singing guy.
Have a good weekend. Enjoy your weekend. Get out there and do things.
Weekdays 3 to 6 on News Radio 100.5 KXNT. This is Your Health and Vitality with Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, from Vitality Medical and Wellness Center on News Radio 100.5 KXNT.
Welcome back to It's Your Health and Vitality. I'm your host, Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, and owner of Vitality Medical and Wellness Center right here in Las Vegas. My office phone number is 702-731-1200. You can visit my website at vitalitymedicalwellness.com. I'm here in studio with Simon Chan, who is a lifestyle coach, and we've been talking about immune system, give you some tips this morning and how to boost that immune system and things that even myself did not think about. And, you know, air filters. There's more than one sometimes in your house.
Apparently.
So, Simon, we're going to talk a little bit about allergies.
Yeah.
We're going to play a little nutrition trivia today on this show. I'm scared.
Will you be fine?
But you said I could get some helplines.
You'll be fine. You're going to be good.
So let's give a little teaser about Coca-Cola.
Okay.
I want to pick on Coca-Cola. I don't know a lot of people that drink Coca-Cola, mm-hmm. my house included.
Mm.
And do you know there's a Coke that actually has real sugar in it versus the high fructose corn syrup? It's the one from Mexico that actually has the real sugar.
If you look at the label. The cane sugar, right?
It does, but you can find it like 99 cents to $1.18 a bottle, not the $3.99 for a 12-pack that's out there because it's got, right, the real sugar in it versus, so it's a little bit pricier.
Oh, because of the bottle itself. You talk about like a 12-ounce bottle.
It's actually in the glass bottle.
Oh, okay.
And it's got the real sugar in
it. Interesting, okay.
So, I'm trying to negotiate. But sugar is sugar, right?
Well, it's not just the sugar in the Coca-Cola or any pop. I guess you call it in the Midwest pop. But it's
oh, he is making fun of me.
But what it is not everything else that's in it, right? The sugar is bad. We know the sugar is bad, but it's everything else that's in the Coca-Cola that's bad for your body. The stuff that you can't even pronounce I was born in America and I'm looking at these ingredients and I'm like, what is this? You know what I mean? It's the ingredients that you can't pronounce. That's the stuff that's bad for you too. You know?
So what do you think has more calories? A 20-ounce Coke or a Cinnabon? What if you eat both of them together? Yikes!
Okay, wait. So a Cinnabon, you're looking at like 800 something calories. A 20-ounce, I have no idea. I bet you it's gonna be the Coke because the Coke is probably like 1,000. The Coke is probably like 1,000 plus calories, and then the Cinnabon is like 800 something.
Shushing.
Yeah. God, I'm good.
You're good. What if you have Cinnabon and Coke for breakfast? Yikes! You know there is 1.77 shots of sugar in a 20-ounce, like shot glasses.
Wow.
And a Coca-Cola.
Of sugar?
So next time you drink your soda, just think about that. 1.77 ounces of sugar.
That's a lot of sugar. That's, yeah. Well, in
just drink a shot of sugar.
Well,
a little water with it.
Yeah, here's the thing is that people love their Coca-Cola, people love their pop, and I think like at your clinic, we always say it's okay in moderation, but if you have it with every meal, you know, instead of just drinking water, if you just take pop out of your soda, out of your diet completely and replace it with water, you will automatically lose weight.
We see people drop 5 to 10 pounds like that.
Just by taking soda out of your thing. And not only that, what it does is we talked about the immune system, about allergies.
Right.
You know how sometimes when you drink, this is what I have a problem with. You watch LeBron James, right? And he's touting Sprite, and he's drinking Sprite on the side of a basketball court. But he doesn't drink that, right? And you don't he's not drinking Sprite after a basketball game. That doesn't make any sense. You don't drink soda after you just ran, you know, and played basketball, or you just did some physical activity. No one reaches for soda. You can't do that because, as you know, if you do that, you run around and you get a side ache, right? You get this pain in your body. Your body is signaling. It's telling you, hey, this is not right. So that's not what it's for.
You know? All marketing.
Exactly. So, guys, don't be fooled. LeBron James is not drinking Sprite after he runs and wins, you know, a playoff game. He's not running to grab his Sprite. That is just all marketing. Taylor Swift is not drinking her Diet Coke on stage. Or maybe she is. I don't know. No, I don't know anything about Taylor Swift. That's not me. But anyway.
That's why you brought her up.
I mean, no, you know, that's not. I don't know anything about that. But, you know, she's not drinking her Diet Coke.
Liar.
She's not drinking, you know, shake it up. She's not drinking her Diet Coke literally when she's on stage. So what I'm saying is don't be fooled. Change a simple thing like that. If you change it, you're going to be amazed. I'll give you an example. Okay, let's play a quick
game.
This
is why we're bringing it up, though, is because these types of foods that you may think. So what does somebody reach for when they're feeling a little bit cold or they're feeling under the weather? The carbonated drink.
Right.
Right. I'm going to have some saltine crackers and some Sprite or ginger ale, or in the Midwest, we call it burners.
I mean,
do you know what burners is?
No,
they don't sell it here on the side of the Mississippi.
I have no idea what that is. but like you were just saying, okay, let's look at the game real fast, right? We were doing the which is great.
That,
okay, finish. Go ahead. What you got?
No, I don't want to be put under pressure.
No, but you did the whole. Now this is a good example of what greater than or less than, right? Like what's more? So let's look at something simple. Like I know
let's talk hockey. Come on.
Okay, I know you're a hockey fan.
And whoever has that NHL stuff over there on the wall, I already examined it and took a look at it. And who's all these Duck fans? And
so let's go. Okay, so you know, so you're a hockey fan. So which is greater? Is it okay? Wayne Gretzky's regular season number of goals, right? Which is how much, Christy? You know, you're a hockey fan.
894.
Okay, good job. So
did I get it?
Yeah, you got it. 894.
I was like 888 or 894. I know it's the 800s.
I don't know how you did that. Okay, so 894. You cheated. So
I love hockey.
Okay, so Wayne Gretzky, 894. Is that greater than or less than the calories in a veggie burrito from Chipotle? Is 894 greater than or less than the number of calories in a veggie burrito from Chipotle? Now, people go to Chipotle.
Wait, I need to know what's in the veggie burrito from Chipotle.
It's beans. It's the fajita onions, and it's the rice. It's the tortilla. It's the salsa. The veggie burrito from Chipotle. And everyone thinks it's healthy. It is, right? Because everything is veggie. Is a burrito. It's Chipotle, right?
No, that's not healthy. The rice alone in it, the flour tortilla alone in it. I got this.
Okay, so which is greater? Is it the veggie burrito or is
Wayne veggie Gretzky? Burrito?
You're right, 100%. Good job. So
probably 1,000 calories.
1,005. 1,005 calories for the veggie burrito, and Wayne Gretzky had 894 goals. I mean,
and he's the hockey all-time scorer.
Right. So let's focus. Let's talk about nutrition. Let's talk about nutrition.
It's hockey day.
It's hockey. Bring hockey to Las Vegas.
This is your health. Bring hockey. I got my tickets.
Veggie burrito. You think, it's healthy. You think maybe it's like 500 calories. People think it's like 500. It's 1,000 calories. That's almost half. If you eat 2,100 calories, 2,200 calories in a day, that's half your calories right there for just the burrito. Not including the chips. Not including your drink. It's just a burrito. So people don't see that. It's absolutely crazy. Okay, here, let me give you another one. Okay,
oh, no.
I'm gonna give you another one.
Okay, I can do it.
Okay, so here's a crazy fact. So the number of presidents we've had in the United States. So Obama's 44, right? So 44 is the number, right? The number of presidents, which is it greater than or less than the teaspoons of sugar in a McDonald's 32-ounce triple thick shake?
Oh, wait. I know this one.
Okay.
Because the highest calorie fast food is a milkshake.
Right. But we're not talking about the calories, though. The calories are outrageous. Okay. The calories are outrageous. So, but the sugars, the grams. Now, when we talked, remember we talked about
Sons, milkshake.
We talked about grams of sugar. Remember, every 4 grams is 1 teaspoon. Every 4 grams is 1 teaspoon. We
How
talked
many
about
teaspoons
that.
Are in it? I'm going.
If I tell you that, then you'll have the answer.
Because I can calculate it. I tried to trick him.
If Obama's the 44th president, is that number greater than or less than the number of teaspoons in our 32-ounce triple-thick McDonald's a chocolate shake?
Google. Heart help. I know that the sweet tea has like 32 teaspoons of sugar,
right.
I think. So the milkshake is going to be more than 44.
Close. Oh, so close. 42. 42 teaspoons, which is close. No, you're right. That's why I did it, because think about it. So this, a 32-ounce McDonald's triple shake has 168 grams of sugar.
That's why he wouldn't tell me, because I could have calculated.
Okay, wait. 160. That's equivalent to 42 teaspoons of sugar. Christy, 40. So imagine taking a 32-ounce cup and then scooping 42 scoops of sugar. Or if you're at a restaurant, you take 42 packets. Stack up 42 packets of sugar and put that in one drink. That's how much you are ingesting in one triple thick shake from McDonald's. It's insane. It is. And I mean, and here's the thing.
I don't like ice cream, so.
I don't even know.
I have other bad habits.
But here's the thing. I think your listeners don't. Now, we're not trying to scare people. And I don't know, we're not doing it to like say don't do this and don't do that. That's far from it. Really what this is awareness. If people are aware, right? If you have to have your triple thick chocolate shake, then drink half of it. Drink a quarter of it. Don't even drink it at all, quite honestly. But if you have to have it, you got to do it in moderation. Do not drink the whole thing. 42 teaspoons of sugar should put you in a diabetic shock. I mean, that's just right? Exactly. I mean, come on. It's just insane.
You know, too, we talked a couple shows ago, and many of you may know the answer to this. We were talking about the single, all-natural, grass-fed, free-range beef patty.
Okay.
No hormones.
Okay.
No steroids. Topped with natural cheese and vine-ripe tomatoes.
Okay.
The first fast food restaurant to bring the natural patty.
Right. Was that Jack in the Box, or was it Carl's Jr., one of those?
Carl's Jr.
Really?
So in a single patty and a double patty. But this is the marketing thing. How much do you think is in a double patty?
How many calories?
Just the hamburger.
Just calories or sugar?
Just calories.
Calories? Oh, gosh. It's got to be at least 300, 400. I'm guessing.
So in the double patty,
okay.
1,030 calories.
What? 1,000 calories?
But you see how marketing fools people. I just read you their ad right off Google here.
Right.
Right off their advertisement, because people don't realize. Yeah, it's all natural, no hormones in the patty. But now add lettuce, add your other toppings to it.
Right.
And now you have 1,000 calories in one burger. Now who goes and gets a burger? Now you get, let's say, a small fry. That's 300 calories.
Right. And then you get a drink, because no one's drinking water when you're at a fast food place. You're drinking a fountain drink. Right, so you're drinking a fountain drink. So you're looking at what, 1,600 calories at minimum for your one fast food meal, right?
For one fast food meal, that's as many calories you can have in a day.
But see, when you see those supermodels in the commercials that are actually eating the burgers, that's why I eat it, not because of the calories. It's because the supermodels are eating it, and you know they're eating it all day long because they're so skinny.
Maybe, yeah.
So wait, getting back to Taylor Swift.
when we return. We are going to have Simon Chan back on, and we're going to continue a little bit of trivia. We're going to give you some more tips on boosting your immune system. We're going to talk about some IV infusions. I am your host, Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, and owner of Vitality Medical and Wellness Center right here in Las Vegas. Give my office a call at 702-731-1200 or visit my website at vitalitymedicalwellness.com. We'll be back.
You are already know that we have the best deal in town when it comes to getting a short-term signature loan up to $2,500. Dollar Loan Center is now your go-to spot for auto title loans. As always, we lend more and charge less, way less. Get up to $10,000 on your auto title and up to 80% of your vehicle's value. We guarantee the best rate. Come to your trusted community short-term lender for over 15 years. Dollar Loan Center. Stop by, call 702-364-LOAN, or check us out online at don'tbebroke.com. Call 702-364-LOAN today.
Licensed by Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Loans are subject to approval. Come on out to Dollar Loan Center Night on May 4th at the Thomas & Mack Center at 7:30 p.m. to watch your Las Vegas Outlaws take on L.A. Kiss in the Arena Football Rock and Roll Rivalry.
Do you strive for a healthy body and better way of life? Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, and owner of Vitality Medical and Wellness Center, understands and focuses her practice on health promotion, disease prevention, and the well-being of her patients. Her extensive education and training allows her to provide comprehensive care, including health assessments, diagnosing, and managing acute illnesses and managing chronic conditions. If you are feeling fatigue, stress, weight gain, why wait to feel better, Las Vegas? Call today, 702-731-1200. That's 702-731-1200. Christy plays a pivotal role in the future of healthcare and is at the forefront of providing preventative care to the public. She can be heard on News Radio 100.5 KXNT every Saturday morning at 10 a.m., sharing her advice and taking your calls. Strive for a healthy body and better way of life. Call Vitality Medical and Wellness Center today, 702-731-1200. That's 702-731-1200. Or visit online, vitalitymedicalwellness.com.
Are you living with prostate enlargement? Do you pee more often than you used to? Do you wake up to go? Be honest, is there a drop in your romantic life? Prostate problems don't go away on their own, so you need to call for a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate, the number one non-prescription formula for your prostate. The ingredients are natural. With Super Beta Prostate, you'll have less urges to urinate, less waking at night, and an improvement in your romantic life, guaranteed. Try it for free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-317-7853. Super Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 Saw Palmetto capsules to get the same active ingredient in just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Stop running to the bathroom and call us now for your free bottle. Hurry, this free offer won't last.
Just call 1-800-317-7853. That's 1-800-317-7853. 1-800-317-7853.
Number one for news. News Radio 100.5 KXNT. This is Your Health and Vitality with Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, from Vitality Medical and Wellness Center on News Radio 100.5 KXNT.
Welcome back to It's Your Health and Vitality. We're going to have a little sing-off now.
Your Health and Vitality at Taylor Swift Talk. There you go.
If you guys missed it, this is Your Health and Vitality. I'm your host, Dr. Christy Thomas. When we left, we were trying to pick on Simon Chan because he hasn't been in the studio in a long time. So this is what happens when you stay away for so long, traveling and working in L.A.
Oh, my gosh. I miss you
The
guys.
Best thing is I wish I had videoed it because he was singing and dancing to it. He was singing and dancing.
Y'all were jamming.
And that's the first time I heard that song. I do not sing that to myself in the shower nor in the car.
Oh, notice yes, that he knows that she drinks Dr. Pepper and...
It was Diet Coke. Skinny. I mean, no. I think it was Diet Coke. I'm not sure.
Oh, no.
That was a trick.
All right. So we've been talking this morning about your immune system and boosting your immune system. We've been talking a little bit and giving you some little nutritional tips because nutrition plays a big role in your immune system. And if we can, especially when we're under the weather, not search for soda, them high sugar drinks, and really keep your nutrition at its best when you're going and starting to get that little sore throat, that scratchy throat, and getting your vitamins boosted up. We actually have, we call it the little immune boost pack in my office, where we actually use an immune boosting supplement. It's zinc, vitamin C at the proper ratios. And you're more than welcome to call my office. We'll give you some tips on it. If you want the supplement shipped out to you, you don't even have to come over to the office. Call the office. We'll send it out. I'll do free shipping for you on today's show.
Wow.
Yeah. We're going to have a little special, too.
That's outstanding. You always do. That's great. I love that. You're giving back. Giving back.
We're always giving back. And if we can help somebody, especially get through this time where you're feeling a little bit under the weather or somebody in the family's been sick, that's the best time to start this. I mean, ultimately, if you're going through allergy season and people that suffer from allergies, we start a month before allergy season getting them on the proper supplements and the nutrients.
That's smart.
If you found yourself a little behind the ball, then it's not too late to get on that immune-boosting supplement. We call it immune support. Get on a little extra zinc. Get on a little extra vitamin C. And there's so much research out there about vitamin C. And we actually do an IV infusion of vitamin C in my office where we actually infuse it. It takes about, depending on the patient, 15 to 20 minutes where we actually infuse high doses of vitamin C because you can't absorb more than 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C at a time. So you got to take vitamin C 3, 4, or 5 times a day in order to get it. Mm. So if you think waking up in the morning and taking 3 or 4 vitamin C pills is going to help you, well, you absorb one if it's a good quality label claim vitamin C.
Right. And then on top of that, everyone's drinking orange juice and you're getting the sugar in the orange juice. Right. Versus, I mean, you're getting vitamin C, obviously, but you're getting the sugar and orange juice as well, too. So you got to be careful with that.
You brought it up. Orange juice.
Yeah.
So what has more vitamin C, broccoli or an orange?
Oh, that's a good question. Well, I would say broccoli.
You cheated. Mark, you saw that, right? It's actually, people think that oranges are very high in vitamin C. And when you brought up squeezing lemon in your lemon water.
In the tea, right.
Lemons are very high in vitamin C, more than an orange. Broccoli has more vitamin C. Your green vegetables, papaya, have more vitamin C in it than an orange.
Yeah, which is interesting because when people are sick, they drink the orange juice. And I get it because that's quickly accessible. But if you look at the sugar content in the orange juice, you're a lot better just coming in and getting the vitamin C. Now, you also talked about that immune support, which you have a probiotic, I know, in your office that is exceptional. And what is it? Is it the immune support probiotic?
Yes, we have actually a couple different ones.
Uh-huh.
Because as you know, Simon, you can't just go buy a general probiotic to help. But we have one specifically for the GI tract,
right?
Which reminds you, like 70% of your immune system. If your stomach is sick or you're having reflux, you're having diarrhea, you're having constipation, foods aren't going well with you, you're really decreased your immune system right there.
Exactly.
So,
if you repair your digestive tract, if you repair your GI tract, you're going to help a lot with your immune system. And so with your immune booster probiotic, that is specifically designed for people that are getting a scratchy throat or that's about to get sick, because I know from the clinical studies that I read from that specific strain. Now, again, we did the probiotic show months ago, but when you go out, you can't just buy any probiotic, right? You have to make sure you know not just the genus and the species of the probiotic, the organism that's going to be helping your body, but you have to know the strain. And you're one of the few offices that actually have probiotics with the genus, the species, and the strain. The reason you need the strain.
You're not going to find
exactly
that over the counter.
Exactly.
It does not matter if it's in the refrigerator section or in the package or in the counter. It does not matter.
You have to know the strain, because when you do the research on the strain, when they do the clinical research, each one is specific. So the specific strain that you have in your office, it helps with the building immune boosting. And the clinical study showed that literally it takes away almost 2 days. So if a person on average gets sick for 8 days, they'll only be sick for 6 days with your immune booster. And personally, I take it myself, and it's absolutely amazing. Whenever my family in my house gets sick, I take it to help boost my immune system as well too. So I highly recommend that. And if you match that with the immune booster Meyer shot or whatever shot that you're earlier talking about, you combine those two, I can only imagine the effects that it would have on someone's body.
I'm going to talk a little about that, Simon. So we offer many vitamin cocktails or infusions. And they're more than just what you hear advertised, the hangover cure, or I went out and partied for the night. I mean, they help for that, but we're not into that really. I mean, if you're desperate, call me. But really, your overall health and wellness. And we've talked about adrenal fatigue. We've talked about, you know, when people go through surgery or they've gone through a recent illness, how it really affects the adrenal glands. Mm-hmm. Go out and search adrenal fatigue or adrenal exhaustion. We're talking about cortisol levels and how that really affects your metabolism, your energy levels, and it can really play a big role on the immune system.
Yeah.
If you're running in cortisol mode all the time because your body's under stress, more than somebody walking up and getting, you know, scaring you where you're getting adrenaline, or, you know, people that work, you know, fire and police,
yeah,
or work the casinos where you're dealing with stress all day long because,
yeah,
somebody's, you know, in front of you,
yeah,
all day long stressing you. You're under constant stress, and them adrenal glands are constantly working. That's going to decrease your immune system.
Yep, yep.
Vitamin C is not produced in the body. You can't get it anywhere else except from the foods and the nutrition that you're eating.
I got it.
Or taking a supplementation. So it's really important that people are taking it. And how many people are eating an orange because they think they're getting vitamin C levels enough for the day? You're not getting enough for the day.
Right.
You know, so that's why we always stress eating them green leafy vegetables, because they're higher in vitamin C than most foods.
Right.
Again, the tip, squeezing the lemon in the water, going to boost your vitamin C levels.
Right.
But also, if you're feeling run down, vitamin C is huge on inflammation. There's tons of research out there right now. And I think we're going to have some new exciting statistics coming out about vitamin C and supplementation with cancer and heart disease and all these. It's starting. And the medical field is finally catching on outside of the natural or the wellness prevention. And what we do is we actually infuse vitamin C right directly in. It's like an IV. It's a little tiny needle that we actually insert in the vein, infuse it just like an IV fluid. It also has, we can customize it with B vitamins if you're feeling more fatigue. We can put glutathione in it, which is a big antioxidant, best absorbed given IV, better than orally. And it takes probably 15 to 20 minutes to give the infusion. But if you're feeling that under the weather, call my office. I can't tell you how many people call and say, I need to get in today. We're going to find a spot for you to get in, because there's research that's actually shown that if you get one of these IV infusions, if you're already feeling sick, it's going to cut the time that you're sick down by almost 50%, they're showing.
Wow. So
if you're feeling it, people get the infusion, they feel better that day. And most of the symptoms are gone by the next day.
That's now, how, now, can you be older? Can you, you have to be like, what, you have to be over 18? Can you be, you know what I mean? Like, what's the age range on that?
We usually do it in adults. And what we do is we recommend that you come in for consultation, because there is some few things that you can't have to get it if you can't process vitamin C and stuff like that. So we do ask you to come in for a consultation. And I'm going to give our show special a little bit early, because we usually give it the last segment. But we're going to do $99. It's going to include a consultation with me to make sure you don't have any of them side effects, or that you can actually get the infusion and what type of infusion you need to get. So if you can't, everybody can get the infusion. It's just what's in the infusion that may be contraindicated.
Okay. So you can't just kind of give everyone just the same cocktail. Like, you just got to kind of, you're customizing it like you always do with
each patient.
That's
the myth, is a lot of people, you'll see it marketed a lot as Myers. Yes, we give Myers. But I got to tell you, there's a lot of people out there that are giving them, that are giving you half the dose, or they're giving you a modified Myers. You got to really know what's in it. That's kind of a capture-all name now.
Okay.
You know, Dr. Myers did a lot of research and he actually developed it. But there's a lot of, like, supplements, a lot of knockoffs from it. And we don't always call it that. And if it's not a true Myers that you're getting from my office, we're not going to call it that. We're going to customize that vitamin plan and supplementation specifically for you. Are you feeling fatigue? Do you got asthma? Are you having seasonal allergies? A lot of these symptoms can be addressed with this.
And you, when you talk about your body being taxed with the fatigue, and you're absolutely right in the industry with the police and the firemen, but what about moms? I mean, moms are constantly running around taking the stress on a mom or dad. I mean, gosh, I can only imagine the adrenal fatigue on that. Like, would this be something that's good for them as well too? Because that's a huge, huge thing, I think, in this town as well.
Absolutely. We're going to talk a little bit more about that when we return. And I got a message that somebody wants to know what the grilled chicken is, the calories.
Oh.
So we're going to talk about that when we return, a little more nutrition and boosting your immune system. I am your host, Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, owner of Vitality Medical Wellness Center, and somebody singing and dancing when we come back.
Hey, It's another great day.
Let's head to the links for a round of golf.
Wait, what? Is that really you asking to play a round of golf?
Yes, it's me. Why are you so surprised?
Well,
I get it. You remember when all I did was complain about my knee, how it hurt every time I walked too far.
That's exactly what I remember. What's changed?
My life, and for the better. Actually, I went to a free seminar at Centennial Hills Hospital and learned about Makoplasty. It's for early to mid-stage osteoarthritis or joint disease that affects the knee or hip. When the doctor talked about stiffness, pain, and limping, I thought he was talking about me. A few weeks later, I had my knee resurfacing done at Centennial Hills Hospital, and now look at me.
Okay, you're up. Nice shot.
Makoplasty partial knee resurfacing and hip replacement is only available at Centennial Hills Hospital. To find out about upcoming seminars or to learn more, visit centennialhillshospital.com/makoplasty. Physicians are not employees or agents of this hospital.
My name is Dale Pazinski, and this is how I live United. I volunteer with United Way, helping the homeless in my community by teaching computer skills and helping them build a basic resume to save on their very own USB drive. It's huge when somebody says, "Hey man, that job that you helped me apply for, I got it." My name is Dale Pazinski. I help people achieve financial independence. So I don't just wear the shirt, I live it.
Give, advocate, volunteer, live United. Go to liveunited.org, brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Harmony Homes is your local builder, creating neighborhoods of incredible value. We talk to our buyers and include the features they want, like standard solar panels, paver driveways, and granite countertops. We create livable, efficient, and appealing homes at the best prices around and in more desirable locations around the valley.
Like Pearlite in the southeast. Every spacious home is a single story on a cul-de-sac, where you'll enjoy entertaining from your gourmet kitchen. And when it's time to work or play, you're close to Whitney Ranch, schools, shopping, and Stephanie Lynn Craig Park from the 310s.
Buyers, ask about closing cost assistance on your mortgage. Savvy buyers know. Buy smart, buy Harmony at harmonyhomes.com.
Open the door.
If it's news, we're talking about it. This is News Radio 100.5 KXNT. This is Your Health and Vitality with Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, from Vitality Medical and Wellness Center on News Radio 100.5 KXNT.
Welcome back to It's Your Health and Vitality. I'm your host, Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, and owner of Vitality Medical and Wellness Center right here in Las Vegas. Call my office at 702-731-1200 or visit my website at vitalitymedicalwellness.com. I'm back in studio with Simon Chan, who's a lifestyle coach. We've been talking about immune system and talking about ways that you can boost immune system and some nutritional facts that most people may not know. And I don't know who's in the lead in this trivia game. I'll ask how. Probably because I'm behind.
No, I think we're tied.
We're tied.
I think we're good.
Simon, ooh, here we go. But I have a deadline to be out on time today because I always run over because we lose track of time on this show. We have red wine. Question about red wine.
Okay, what's the question on red wine?
So a lot of people have a glass of red wine at night.
Yeah.
Maybe two, and then it adds to a bottle.
How does two add to a bottle?
Wow.
Because moms, you get cooking.
Okay.
Right?
A little bit for the food, a lot for me. Yeah.
No, we were really, all seriousness though, a lot of people think that it's hidden calories, right? How many calories do you think are in a glass of red wine?
Gosh, 200.
Nope.
What? Really?
No, about 130.
Oh, it's not bad. That's good.
Equals, so, anybody that's listening, Hershey's Kisses.
What
glass of red wine? There are about five Hershey Kisses equals one glass of red wine.
So that's the rub, right? It's like five Hershey Kisses or the red wine. Well, see, the red wine, there are studies obviously that they talk about how it's supposed to be, you know, it's good for you, good for your heart, and all that great stuff. So there's a little bit of benefit there when you have it, and not
resveratrol.
Just resveratrol. Yeah, right. Exactly, resveratrol. So
having one glass of red wine may not be the worst choice in the world, unless you're actively trying to lose weight, then we need to cut them empty calories. Mm-hmm. But when people go out and choose like an alcoholic beverage, pina colada.
Oof, a lot of sugar in that one.
Lots of sugar in that one.
Right? Your cranberry and vodka, there's a lot of sugar in that one because of cranberry juice, right?
So when people are going out to a party and you know they're going to splurge, you know they're going to have that drink, better to educate them on a choice that would be better.
Sure.
You know, clear liquor has about 60 calories, but it's your mixers that you add to it that add up calories quickly. So a pina colada has about 690 calories per glass. So, Mark, headed on that cruise, what's your beverage of choice? Please tell me it's not going to be pina colada, and I will be watching you and Heather Collins.
I'll make sure that you, well, I don't know how because we're not going to have internet.
But I'll see him when you come back.
Doesn't matter.
And I'm going to tell everybody.
as long as this drink has an umbrella in it, he doesn't care. It's not good. It just needs to have an umbrella, and it's okay. The only time you can have a drink with an umbrella in it is if you're lounging by the pool or you're on a cruise. Other than that, I want to punch you in the neck. But other than that, you know, if you're sitting at a Kino bar and you have an umbrella in your drink, I'm not your friend. But if you're sitting by the pool and you're on a cruise, then you're okay. Christy, number of home runs by Reggie Jackson. Okay. Think about it, okay? Reggie Jackson has 563 home runs. Okay? So is that greater than or less than the calories in a Panera chicken cob with avocado salad? It's a salad. Chicken cob salad with avocado at Panera, which is one of our healthier choices, is that greater than or less than 563? That's the number of home runs Reggie Jackson had in his career.
Simon, I just ordered my staff lunch the other day from Panera, right? Because they have this great app. You go online, you punch it in, and that Italian sandwich was like 910 calories or something like that.
I love that sandwich. Are you serious? I love that sandwich.
Right, so you think you're eating just a little.
Because it's Panera. You hear the name Panera, right? You don't hear McDonald's.
Healthier food choices.
Exactly. You hear Panera, right?
So salads are very misleading.
Sure.
Because it depends on what's on that salad.
Sure,
and absolutely. I know at Panera there's more than lettuce and your chicken.
Yep.
Avocado is a healthy fat.
Yes.
But it adds calories.
Yes.
It's more.
You're right. Good job.
Yes.
So that cob salad is 640 calories, which, I mean, in the grand scheme of things, is not overwhelming. But it's still, when people eat salads, in their mind, they're thinking, okay, I'm eating 200, 300 calories, right? But then you're right. Whatever's in the salad, then you add the dressing. This is without the dressing. You add the dressing in it. And it adds the calories from the dressing. That's where the hidden calories come from. So if you have lettuce or you have whatever salad it is and you have to mask it with a high caloric and high sugar dressing, then you might as well just eat a burger. You know what I mean? Because 640 calories for this salad without the dressing, it's just like eating a burger.
A lot of people, it's a big misconception. When I have people food log for me, when they're on my monthly weight loss program, they are food logging every single week. Everything that you put in your mouth, from the amount of water you drink to the beverages you drink. And if you're not losing weight and there isn't one bad thing on there, I know you're not eating chicken and broccoli. So it does. Calories on a salad add up. They add up, the things that you put on there. So I tell people, make it five colors. All your veggies.
Yeah. Yep.
It's free food.
Yep.
Okay. Put cucumbers, put tomatoes, shred some carrots on there. But when you get to your dressing, stay away.
Right.
It's creamy type of dressing. You can add right there 200-300 calories. And then, you know, when you go out to eat, let's give a little tip about going out to eat and ordering a salad and you think you're doing it. Put the dressing on the side.
Right.
They saturate it when you're eating and it's dripping off your lettuce and it's got more calories in it than you can imagine.
So two things. With the salad dressing, what will help is, you know how when you get the packet of salad dressing, if you're on the run, and I know people do it when they're on the run, instead of putting the whole thing, put half. Cut it in half, okay? So don't put the whole salad dressing, which a lot of people do, because you want to mask the taste of the salad. I get it. Just do half and then mix it together. And then number two, here's a really good tip, and I know we always do great tips. I think a mantra, I've been studying centenarians, people that live to be over 100 years old in the blue zone areas in the world. That's kind of been what I've been working on.
I can't wait
in LA.
To your exciting project.
Yeah, I will. And we'll talk about that soon. But one exciting tip that I've learned and I've been actually incorporating is 80%. Eat only 80% full. Okay? So a lot of centenarians, there's a lot of things that they're doing to live over 100 years. But one of the main things is caloric intake, lowering the caloric intake. But a lot of them in Okinawa and in different places, They only eat until they're 80% full. The problem is in America, we eat until we're 110% full. You know, we eat until we overstuff ourselves, right? That's the way it is. It's gluttony. If we can tell ourselves before, okay, I'm only going to eat 80% full. If you have a whole pizza and you only can eat 80% of that, then that's what we want to do.
Okay, Simon, quickly, I got a question on grilled chicken and the choices.
Okay.
Okay, so a grilled chicken wrap with apples from Wendy's.
Wendy's.
Under 500 calories or over?
Oh, grilled chicken, I would say under, right? Because it's
close. 480.
Ah, there it is.
It's Ben, your health and vitality. We got to continue this nutrition trivia every single week.
That would be so much fun, yeah.
I am your host, Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, and owner of Vitality Medical and Wellness Center right here in Las Vegas. Phone number 702-731-1200. Be back next Saturday.